Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Dr. Bishop Poole. I'm here to welcome you and you. Tell a friend and call a friend and let them know the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. I will pray and I will concern always that we are seeking the truth from a grassroots level. And we pray for all our listeners, amen, as they come and share the truth with them and with all of us from a grassroots level. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron. Amen. We pray right now, Father, we thank you. You said in your word, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for our gathering. Amen. Because we know that without you, amen, we are nothing. We are like a blade of grass. Amen. Here today and cut down and gone tomorrow. But Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness and your mercy. Oh, God. Thank you for being love. Thank you for being kind, oh, God, to us. And knowing that we're just a blade of grass. And Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that he died and took his life, gave his life for us, that we might have the right to the tree of life, that we might have the right, oh God, to come before you. Our life is as dirty rags, amen. But Father, in you, through Christ, amen, we are clean through his word. We're clean. And Lord, we ask you to look upon our listeners, wherever they might be as they come. Oh God, we are coming today with and tonight, wherever they might be listening, through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, amen. As he heal us and he guide us, oh God, and he pick us up where we've been torn down. Oh God, feed our spiritual man. God, like the word said, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. And Lord, we thank you for your understanding. So James said, we ask, if a man ask the wisdom, let him ask of God, and God would give him liberally. Amen. So we thank you right now. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend that, amen, that doctrine of truth is on the air. And as always, we're coming here to listen to you and you. And whatever biblical experience that you can share with us, dream, vision, that it don't be so personal, amen, but it will help your friend, your brother, your sister, amen. We can stand fast, be unmovable, always abounding in the word of God, amen. Like Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 said, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Amen. So we pray that always that as you come forth and, amen, you get understanding from the word and that you can defend yourself. You can defend yourself. Amen. That's our prayer. Amen. Go out to you as we, amen, if you are listening, by computers, or you were to go back and look at our website, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can click on the website and go down to media, and you can, if you like us on Facebook, as well as Ustream, amen. And at the bottom of the page, you see donation. You can catch our programs on Sundays, amen, through Ustream or Facebook, amen. It will be live streaming the church broadcast, amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen. Or you can go back and play these broadcasts, amen. The subject matter, amen, go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, and click on Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you can find many more subjects that you desire to listen to. Amen. Now you can either now just put your phone on speakers, and as you move around and amen, listen, you can get your Bibles, and we're praying that this can be a great success to you. Excuse me. What is God's will for me? What is God's will for me? You know, Jesus died and he rose from the dead, and we have a new will and testimony. We have a new will, amen, and covenant. Amen. They call it the New Testament. And when a testament is dealing with those that have died, amen, a will, a covenant, amen, we are under Jesus Christ. He died, he rose again. And we accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, you have benefits. Amen. You have victory. You have, amen, like a Claude Bartsch bank account or open account, amen, with your name is on it. You can go and draw off, amen, through Jesus' name, amen. And he knows you. Your name is written down in heaven, according to Revelation 21. And your name is written down in the book of life, amen, Revelation 20 and 21. Amen. Your name is written down. God knows you. Amen. But you're still living here for a period of time until God decides that he will come back. Amen. For those that are here that are watching your life, those that are here to see the victory that you have in him. Amen. So those that are here, we're going to make the approach we're going to be dealing with. Amen. The church, the believers, amen, those that accepted Christ, amen, there's always a discussion, amen, since I've been born again, since I've become a child of God, I accepted him, I joined a Bible-believing church, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, amen, I've been baptized in water, I asked God to forgive me of my sins. Amen. And now I'm walking out anew and fresh, refreshed. Amen. All of my sins, been my record of sins in heaven has been washed away. Amen. But I'm still living here. And what God want me to do now, since I'm a child again, child of God, and yes, a child again, starting all over, learning, amen, the biblical walk that God want me to do. Example of Paul Apostle, amen, he had known three or four different languages. He had a Rhodes Scholar, had PhD. He was trained by the greatest teacher in the Bible, Gamaliel, amen, as a Pharisee. But now when he become a Christian, now when he accepted Christ, Paul said he counted everything he learned as loss. He's starting all over. Amen. So we want to approach, amen, this study. Those that accepted Christ, amen, and tried to alleviate a lot of questioning, a lot of confusion. And I know as I began to come up many years ago in the 80s, amen, and the with always a discussion, you know, should I become a pastor, a teacher, a prophet, amen. So we want to make that approach. All believers is called to a specific function. All believers, you have a function in Christ. You have a function, amen, a job to do. And we want to approach that, amen, this subject from that point of view. From that point of view, we're going to look at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and we want to start from there. I know many more of you have great Bible scholars, amen, that will be listening and clicking in from time to time. Those of you for the first time to be involved, amen, in Blog Talk, we give you a chance to share your belief, share your understanding, amen. We do not fight or argue against doctrine or your faith. Amen. When you click on, we are the technician with us. I will call out your area code and your last four digits. Amen. You don't have to give your name. Amen. Who you are, what, but we asking you to be short as possible. If you have a question or if you'd like to give an answer, amen, to the subject and how you see this subject. Amen. We're looking at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, amen, in the beginning with the first verse. We're going to read down from the King James Bible. You know, always express you should know your Bible. Know what type Bible you have and the background and the origin of your Bible. Amen. One of the Bibles I find acceptable all over the world, amen, is the King James Bible. But there are many other good Bibles out there. If you're going out in the public in different places, King James is one of the safest Bibles you can take unless you know that congregation or that area, what type of Bible they use. Amen. The King James, we got American Standard, we got Amplified Bible, we got the New International Bible, we have the Open Bible. Amen. There are many more Bibles, but I always say make sure the Bible that you have, amen, you understand it and you study from it. Amen. Because the Word of God is, like Ecclesiastes say, is your defense. It's your defense. Amen. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's also the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, we're going to read a little bit here. Amen. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation where ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is he but that he also descended first into the lower part of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're going to stop there. Amen. 13 verses. Now, the call of God has two sides that make a perfect balance whole. It is necessary of a divine call cannot be stressed enough. When we have many presumptions upon the office of the governmental ministry described in Ephesians 4 and 11, unfortunately the church herself has helped create some ministries described and confusion. She has overemphasized the five gifts of the ministry and has not taught enough about every member ministry. Some people believe that the governmental ministries were the only ones available. They falsely assumed that if they wanted to serve God and His church, they had to aspire to be one of the governmental ministries. All right? One of the governmental, and that's what we'll find here, amen, and we're reading, amen, from the leadership, amen, manual study, amen. The Bible does not teach that apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are the only ministry in the body of Christ. It does not teach that. Amen. The New Testament lists many ministries, but sometimes the church overreacts to some doctrines and goes to the extreme in its practice. The call of God to governmental ministries is balanced by the call of God to the congregational ministries. Right now, the church is overreacting to the earliest, overemphasizing on governmental ministries. The truth of every member have a ministry in the body of Christ is being emphasized less strongly. The church today is hearing about the priesthood of all believers and the whole body functioning in some realm of responsibility. But when we say that all members have ministry and a responsibility, we should make the responsibility of each ministry very clear. It's a responsibility to practice oversight of the body of Christ is given only to the governmental ministries and not to all the members of the body of Christ. Now, there's a great difference between the governmental ministries and the congregational ministries. Governmental ministries are given divine authority to rule the body of Christ through the office invested in them, the office of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. To function in one of these offices, a person must receive a divine call from God and under his authority to carry out purpose. To function in a congregational ministry, a person must understand his position of responsibility and his limitation. Each part of the body of Christ has received a call from God, but not necessarily to function in a governmental ministry. Amen. Some people in the church live all their lives waiting for an angelic visitation that will put them in some profound globetrot apostolic ministry. They're waiting for that divine call from God to some office they feel they should have. Most of the body of Christ, whatever, must understand it has already been called to function in the shower of mercy, a ministry of helps, hospitality, exaltation, and other congregational ministry. So a call is no less important. A ministry of help is just as important as the ministry of apostles. A ministry of hospitality is just as important as a ministry of the prophet. So there are different calls in the body. All of the calling are important and necessary. The difference lies in the function, not in importance. It is the utmost important that all Christians to realize they have an important part in Christ. Amen. Paul had said it, amen, one time, amen, in his second letter, the epistle to the Corinthians, amen, that we are part of a body. We are part of a body, the legs, the feet, amen. We all have a function because the church is a body of believers, a body of believers. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, amen. He's saying in the 14th verse that, for the body is not one member, but many. And if the foot can't say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. Amen. And Paul goes on and discusses, amen, all of us have a function in the body of Christ. Everybody have a part to play. Amen. The Holy Ghost, when he come in your life, be born again. Amen. He give you visions and dreams. Amen. Others have very important parts. Amen. Other than the governmental part. For those that are stressing out and been taught strictly that unless you become a prophet, apostle, a teacher, a pastor, amen, you don't have really a part. God, you're not really serving God. That's not so. That's not so. Amen. All of us have a function. All of us have a part. Amen. Everybody, amen, in their own calling. Everybody in their own calling. Amen. That's what you abide in. Amen. If we begin to go, amen, to look at all the situations, amen, if the cameras and the technicians now that run, working with this broadcast, amen, they have a part. Those in the Old Testament time with Moses, amen, all the priesthood and the Levites, they have their part. Amen. God got specific men, amen, can do the buildings. Men that can do electricity. Men can do other things. Amen. They all do have the word of God. When Jesus picked his men, amen, they was out self-starters. Amen. They knew how to govern themselves and their occupation. Amen. So he picked certain men, amen, to build his foundation of the ministry. Then after that, amen, they begin to multiply. But those 12, amen, begin to multiply. So God know who you are. And we praying that through the word of God tonight, amen, you find that maybe you are not in the governmental ministry, but in the congregational ministry, and you're very important. You're very important. You're very important. All right, we're going to open up the lines now, as always, and we can talk it out. Amen. You can press 1, those are the first time. That press 1 on your phone. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend to tune into this broadcast. Amen. Many of you, sometime, 3 or 4 will be listening to the broadcast of a one-person computer, telephone, or speaker. Amen. If you're the first-time caller, then you just press 1 on your phone and stay on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And when you come up in the studio, I will announce the first 4 digits of your area code, first your area code, and then the last 4 digits of your telephone. Amen. Number. Amen. We're talking about now what is God's will. Amen. In other words, you feel now that, amen, God is calling you to do greater things. Amen. But it might not be in the ministry. Amen. Of governmental. It might not be in the governmental function of the church. Amen. Those functions carry, amen, heavy responsibility compared to other parts. Everybody have their function. Everybody have their gifts. Amen. Into the office, amen. The office is reference to the deeds and the official right or the practice of something. Amen. Exodus ministers minister unto me by the priesthood office. Amen. In Corinthians, amen, the porters were ordained by the priests to set the office. Amen. So there are many, many, many functions in the body of Christ. There's no one that has gotten saved. Amen. No one have come into the church or come to Christ. Amen. Let's sit down. And every Sunday, you just open your Bible. Amen. That's all you do. Amen. And but the Holy Spirit been working on you and dealing with you about different things. Amen. Ideas and hearts of your life. You feel that you can be a great help, amen, to the spiritual part, to the natural part of Christ. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. Push 1 on your phone, and I'm quite sure, amen, we would like to hear your testimony, your comments of how God has been directing you, amen. Or you feel that you would like to ask the question, and we're quite sure the studio, we have a lot of help in the studio, amen, all over, different area codes, amen. We'd love to hear what you have to say, and they can be able to share. Amen. That's why we come here. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, everyone can share their questions or their problems, and we don't fight each other. Amen. We can just give you what we know, and we pray that once you put it together through prayer, amen, God will illuminate your understanding through His Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. What God is calling you to do, or what you've been doing, amen, in the body of Christ, and amen. And, you know, there's still a lot of jealousy out there, so don't let that, don't be worried about that. Amen. You just be concerned about, you know, when you're doing what Christ doing and God asking you, amen, you feel happy about doing that. Amen. You're helping other people. Amen. You're helping. And those that Paul was saying in the ministry, the gifts, amen. Paul was saying of the gifts in the book of Corinthians, amen, that we are a body. We are a body. Just because, amen, you're not on TV, you're not on radio, amen, is not saying that your gift is not important. Amen. We need you. Amen. The body needs you. Amen. And Paul was saying, we'll pick up some of the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 12. Amen. Paul was speaking and said, all of these workers that one in the self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Amen. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Christ is not divided. Amen. Christ is not, amen, specializing in one group of people or one area. Amen. I remember the prophet Elijah. He said, Lord, I'm the only prophet left. God said, no, I got a thousand more. Amen. So don't feel that you're the only one. Not only that, but, Lord, I'm the only one confused. I'm not able to do anything. I've been fasting and praying, and you haven't come down and give me a word, a dynamic vision to let me know what I'm going to do. Amen. God got men and women skillful and talented will tell you the truth. Amen. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, you ask him, people will start saying to you, amen, you got a gift here. Amen. You got a God-given gift. Amen. And why don't you use it for Christ? Amen. Those that are in, amen, and you always hear the abuse of people abusing their talent as musician and music. They've been singing for Christ, and now, amen, they go out to the world, have been bought out. Amen. They've been a lot of things for the church. They came up in the church, and they let the enemy buy them out. But not because of the fact that they don't want to serve Christ, but sometimes it's just a lack of knowledge and have not been recognized, amen, by the governmental part of the church. And you have to understand, you cannot go no higher than those that know, amen. You might not have a Moses or have a Paul or a Peter, amen. But if the men and women don't know, they cannot place you with understanding, amen. Sometimes these things can happen, amen. But we want to talk about it. Just push one on your phone, and what you feel that God is calling you to do for the church or in the church. And maybe you've been wondering and waiting for some direction, amen, to feel a fulfillment in your life, amen, the call of Christ, the call of Christ. Yes, he wants you to be saved. Yes, he wants you to have a family and a home. Yes, amen, God, Adam and Eve to multiply the earth, replenish the earth, amen, with human beings, amen. And Moses, Noah, and Abraham, all of them. Amen. God, his institution that he set up, marriage. He set up marriage. Amen. Then he set up the church. Amen. God wants to be lively, moving, and successful in him. The God we serve, amen, he's a great businessman through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God loves variety, people, places, and things. Look at the world. Amen. Let's open up your eyes and look, go outside and look at the trees and look at all different type of birds and different animals. Amen. And watch the climate changing. Amen. God support it. Amen. He made it. He supports it. And if God created you and helped you and guided you, he will support you. Amen. But he will support you through your talents and your skills. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. We don't want to get too wind up here. We want to always have open the platform. We're getting into half of the broadcast. We would like to have someone, amen, to say something. We don't want to go through miss a great call, a great question, amen, that someone might have on their mind. You can just call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And you can press 1 on your phone, amen, and our technician will put you in. Amen. When they put you in, we will open up the studio for you. We're glad to have you call. We're glad you have the call. All right. We thank God for each and every one. And amen. The 561s and the 803s and the 954s and the 305s. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Continue to pray for those. Amen. That's going through the disasters. Amen. God is able. Amen. That's why we are here now. Amen. Because that God need builders now, physical builders, people with helps, talents of help now. Amen. Those saints of God, amen, the food basket and the clothes ministry, amen, is a part of the ministry. Jesus was very strict. Okay, we have a caller. All right, a caller at 803, the last four digits, 1005. God bless you in the studio.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you for the program tonight. This is which I believe in. That this is a subject that really needs to be talked about. You know, we talking about callings. You know, we are not really highlighting skill, you know.
Okay.
Those things that you learn. We talking about a calling that it just feels like a marriage. How the scripture talks about each man has his calling. Some men can serve the Lord and don't get married. And then there are those that, you see what I'm saying? So we're talking about whatever you come to, you got to walk in the truth. This is providing God call you see? And you're exactly right. This is where the enemy oftentimes, you know, interrupts, you know, what God really has set for us. But then he gave us the spirit for a reason, you see. And the scripture talks about how we are, he leads and guides us into the truth. That if you're going to be a doctor, be a godly doctor. You see what I'm saying? I hear folks saying, well, God called me to drive the bus. No, the will of God for you is that you be saved. And the only way you're going to get saved is walking the truth. Let the truth cleanse you. You get what I'm saying? So I'm grateful for the subject tonight, because It needs to be. God called you, and He have you set, amen, that He can cleanse you and get you prepared for the great coronation. But as you walk, you know, the main function mm-hmm. is that what He when He delivers you is that you walk so that it's an enticement to people that are in the world. You see?
Right.
So this is what we're looking at tonight, that God, He a great God, and He ain't going to let you down, you know. Whatever you mm-hmm. want to become, you can, you see. But just like you mm-hmm. said, there are certain things that God have certain people for. And when He mm-hmm. call you, you stay there, of being perfected, you know. So that's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right, very good, very good. As always, amen, amen. God got men and women, amen, like at Rhoda. Rhoda was a seamstress, and she helped the church, amen. She used her talent for the church. All right, God bless you, amen. The studio is open, amen. Might be some more, amen, can enlighten and direction, amen, on the subject. Amen. God calling you and using you. Amen. Your talent and your skills for his glory. Amen. And you need to know, amen, God want to use you. He want to use you. Peter did not stop fishing. Amen. The old man and his company, amen, his group of men, amen, they still went fishing with Jesus. They were still fishing. They continued their occupation. Amen. But they were most successful. I know the fisherman market was all upset when they see these Nazarenes pull up in there and their ships loaded down with fish. Loaded down with fish. Amen. And amen. God still uses you. He want to use you. He want to use you. Amen. All right. We have another caller that's pushing one on your phone. Amen. We'd be glad to put you in. Amen. God, amen. God, amen. He, through His Spirit, like the caller said, through His Spirit of Christ, once you get, you got to get in. You got to get into the family. You have to get into the family to come more clear to you. Amen. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. And God begin to work with you. Amen. But you have to get into the family. You have to get in the family. Amen. Accept Christ and surrender your life to Him. Amen. You'll find and you'll be so glad that you did. You'll be so glad that you did. And you that longing, amen, that longing for, amen, that part you thought you was going to lose, you finally got more. God doesn't take anything from you. He replaced life. Amen. He make you come alive. Amen. Through visions and dreams. Not only help the body of Christ, but help the whole community. Amen. I know some men, amen, that were doctors. They were heart specialists. They were one of the best, amen, up in Orange County. Amen. Before they passed away. Amen. Everybody wanted to be there. Amen. God give you a talent and a skill, and you can testify and talk to people on your job. Amen. You be the best one in your career. Amen. With Christ. All right, press on your phone. Press 1. Amen. On your phone, and you can come right in. Amen. We're turning the corner here on our time. Amen. We always thank God for you. Amen. Those that are listening, just starting out in Christ, amen. Now, you have to understand, amen, once you accept Christ and you repent of your sins, amen, you cannot be a better gambler. We're not saying that you be a better gambler, no. We're not saying that you better be a better thief, no. We're not saying that. Amen. God take away those things, amen, that try to destroy not only your body but community, but He's there to upbuild the community, to upbuild. You might, amen, some might be a great pharmaceutical person, amen, a great nurse, and you can witness and talk to people. Because I think it was brought out on this broadcast many years ago, amen, and I think Doc brought it out, that you are the fishing bait. God draw people to you, and you tell them the gospel. Amen. He may say, make us fishing of men, then he using you. The talent and skills that you have, people come to you. You ever thought about it? How people come to you and say, I want to talk, and amen, and I'm not even in the pulpit. It's around your community, my families and relatives. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit, is drawing them to you. Drawing them to you. All right. Have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. Press 1. We're talking about what is God's will for you. God's will for you. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone and, amen, express your ideas. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a question. Amen. But one thing about it, that we all have a talent. We all have things to do in the body of Christ. Amen. I know there are many governmental, I think way back in the 80s, everybody wanted to be a prophet. Everybody wanted to be a prophet. Amen. They got around by the 90s. Amen. Like all the apostles came out the woodwork. Everybody want to be an apostle. Amen. Then we got around the 2000. Amen. We have apostles and prophets and pastors. Amen. And you know they publicize certain things, and those that are in Christ, they have great gifts. Not only they help the body of Christ. Amen. And when Jesus said, when I was sick, amen, you didn't come to me. And many of the body of Christ, many believers, amen, have great faith in God. Great faith in God. They have the gift of healing. And there's all believers can lay hands. These are the signs of those that believe. In the book of Mark, 16 chapter, many believers can lay hands on the sick. And they can recover. Amen. But we're not giving them to exercise that gift of healing. Amen. Going around just praying for the sick. Jesus said, when I was sick, you didn't come unto me. Amen. And you say, when I was hungry, amen, you didn't come to me. Many people have a great ambition and heart desire to help the needy and the poor, the halt and blind. Amen. They have that gift of help. Amen. They have the gift of help. And they can go around and they get clothes. They can work day and night how to get clothes. They're skillful in getting clothes and food for the needy, the poor. Amen. Many of us have good talents and skills. Amen. How to manage. We need great managers today. Amen. As far as money-wise. Amen. The world today, many people don't manage their money. You know, you can see now in the government, amen, in debt. A lot of the saints are in debt. A lot of the world is in debt. Amen. Many of them have good business sense. Amen. To help tutor and talk to people. Amen. How to manage their money. Amen. God give them that skill. And the Holy Spirit, amen, enlighten their minds. Amen. We have many great young men and women today. Amen. No technology. If you see the young children that come up in Christ, amen, you can see them now. Amen. Them young people can get with these computers and get with these little gadgets. Amen. They can do something for the body of Christ. They can do something for the body of Christ. Amen. To capture all the youth. Amen. They need to have stories and games pertaining to biblical knowledge and biblical understanding, and not let the world, amen, throw all these things on the church members, all this drama, all this shooting and killing. You can see what's going on. So God members, God has many talented people, amen. It seems as though they're not getting the opportunity, amen, to come forth in Christ. All right, you can press 1 on your phone, and we're, amen, we want to, we're getting right now into 3/4 of the broadcast. If anybody have a comment, amen, they like to bring forth, amen, God will help you in your investment. Amen, God can help you in your investment. Amen, he'll give you a word of knowledge, amen, to help you and help the saints. Amen, he give things to, and it's in the church. Underlined situation here with God has things for you, and you are the one. Amen. You are the one that's in the church. And you can help your community. You can help your family. Amen. You might be the Joseph in your family. Amen. Look at the life of Joseph. Joseph saved all his family. Amen. Look at the gift that Joseph had. Amen. Amen. He wasn't preaching around a pulpit or, amen, nothing wrong with the governmental part of the church. We're not down in the fivefold governmental part of the church. We're discussing, amen, the congregational gifts, the congregational ministries. Ministry means serve. Amen. To serve. Amen. You have a service, but it ties into a home church. Amen. It ties into a home church. Amen. You might need to have the ministry of a janitor, a bus driver, musicians, amen, secretary, and treasurers. And many of you have skills. Amen. You can do over with your eyes closed. It doesn't bother you. Matter of fact, you feel good just doing these things around the God's house. Amen. The Old Testament teach good about, amen, what's going around the temple. Amen. So here, the same applies into Jesus Christ and to the church today. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. If you press 1 on your phone, as we begin to continue to discuss, amen, you can go back later on and you go back to Blog Talk Radio, amen, and tap in Dr. The Truth with Bishop Poole, and you can hear this broadcast again. All right, 561-3518-561, you in the studio.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Bishop.
Yes, go right ahead.
Thank you for the topic. Appreciate your program so very much. But what I feel is going on with seeking the will of God for your life is the people, even people in the church, have been distracted. We had a breakdown in a span of like 10, 20 years in a generation where the people stopped taking their children to church. You have to activate that sooner than people are doing because they're distracted with there's so much, you know, glittery stuff in the world that seem like we need to stay home from church. And when people started asking their young children, do you want to go to church in the morning? Do you want to go to Sunday school in the morning? Knowing full well they're going to say no. When I was a kid, we didn't ask. Did nobody ask us did we want to go to church? We knew Saturday night when we got up Sunday, we were going to Sunday school, we were going to church. That's not happening. It's been a breakdown. And that's what that age group, 18 to 40, they got to get back in it. And they aren't thirsty for the word, but they've seen so much for being hypocritical and, you know, seeing their people act one way in church and act another way at home that they've been turned off. But Jesus is the answer. When you seek him, you will find him. When you study his word and get him deep down inside of you, touching with the Holy Spirit in your heart, you will know what the will of God is for your life. No matter what your talent is, it will be increased when you hook up with Jesus. He told the woman at the well, I don't need a bucket. I am the well. I am the water. and you will have rivers of living water flowing from your body. You're not going to know these things until you get to know Jesus for yourself, and you have to be activated at a younger age and stop thinking you can conquer the world. You can't do nothing without Jesus. Thank you, Bishop. I really appreciate you. Love you.
All right. God bless you. Those that are listening, the youth need ministers. The youth, the young men and women can work with young people. Amen. God bless you. 561-3311. I think we got 561-3311. You're on the air. Amen. You have a caller. All right. Amen. We thank God. 561-3311. All right. I think there was a mistake. Our technician, I think there's a mistake on that part. Amen. But the young people, yes. All right. Area code 303-1005. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop. I was enjoying what the other caller was saying. She she was making me happy there. She talked. You know, it's a lot of things she pointed out there. And as I was listening, the world has said that young folks has right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the scripture says you only have a right to the tree of life, and God gives you that. So I'm enjoying what you said, because the will is that man be saved. You get in the will, and then God will tell you where you're best suited. Isn't that something? He said, my Lord, he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. In other words, he stay with you to make certain that you're successful. Amen. And if you don't know how to handle money, God will teach you how to be a good steward. You see what I'm saying? But the problem is, oftentimes, I have to change to handle God's business. Amen. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. In due time, he'll lift you up. That's what he did for me, you know. I was in a Bible study on last night, and they had some similar questions. And they, much of the answer was concerning what someone else is bringing in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, God is looking at you. Amen. He's looking at my heart. You see what I'm saying? And this is where he called, he puts him, he places it in your, and people be telling you, no, no, you don't do that, but how can you say no to God? He doesn't put it in you, you see?
Yes,
so I'm thankful for the subject, because you need to know, amen, you need to know. I know the old church used to say, let go and let God, and I think that's a good statement. Amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Amen. Our youth been left home. They need training. They need to be in God. That whosoever Jesus said, whosoever will let him come, bring all the young people unto me. If you don't bring them to Christ, they'll sit around with that TV. Amen. It's like the tree of good and evil. Amen. You got to watch what they're looking and looking at what they're listening to. Amen. Because the enemy will feed them. Amen. His seed. Amen. They're born in sin as it is. Amen. Amen. I don't want to get too cranked up. We are almost through with the broadcast, but if we got another caller, amen, you like to say something real quickly here. Amen. We appreciate it. Amen. And those that would like to go back and view this broadcast again, amen, you can go to Blog Talk Radio on your computer. Amen. Hit up Doctrine of Truth / Bishop Poole, and they got a 2 years of all different subjects. But I thank God for you and you. Amen. And this broadcast here, when I first started out, was doing 15 minutes, 30 minutes. amen, barely struggling, and God praying and asking God, amen. This is about faith. This is about faith. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Faith means you jump out first. If you're feeling that the Lord is really leading you and you're praying about it, amen, and you have a need in your life, amen. You have a really need, not no want that you think you should have what other people have, but if you have a need in your life, amen, you say, well, Lord, I'm going to step out, amen. You begin to move, amen. Like God told Moses, use what you got in your hand. And God told Moses, and Moses said, okay, people, y'all go ahead and I start crossing, going in the Red Sea. And they would start moving in the water and looking back at Moses. When you going to stretch the rod out, Moses? See, you have to step out. And God will send people to help you, direct you. Amen. So this broadcast is a good example. All of you that are listening, amen, God sent you here by faith. And I just stepped out and moved and did what I could and prayed, amen. And God sent help to move on things to help edify his body of Christ. Whatever God have you, like in the electronics, helping children, you want to be involved in it and do the best you can, amen, cooking, you know that God is dealing with you, but you use it to what? Edify the body of Christ, to be able to talk to people about Jesus, amen. Not to be successful and pat yourself on the back. No, God is not about that, amen. We thank God as always. We're getting ready, amen, to go into prayer for those that have been listening. We're praying that this broadcast, amen, could be a great help to you, to stir you and guide you, amen, in the right direction, amen. Now we'd like to have about two prayers, amen, as possible, short prayers. Let's push one on your phone, amen, and our technician will put you in. All right. Okay, 561-3518. 561-3518. Go right ahead.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this appointed time and the desire that you have given us to study your word and come together, even on the phone, spirit running from heart to heart. There's none like you, Lord. Nobody, nowhere. None greater, and we thank you for all you've ever done, all you're doing right now, and all that you will do in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 561-5981. 5981. Go right ahead. 561-5981 for short prayer.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. We thank you for this broadcast. Father, we ask you to bless this ministry, bless your pool, bless those that's listening, bless those that give their opinion. Father, we just thank you. Help us to understand that we are now living in the closing hours. We're living in the last days. Father, we just thank you, and we just ask you to continue this ministry, that it will reach out and someone will be saved, that will touch someone's soul before the everlasting day too late. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, all of you. Amen, we love you. Amen, you'll see, amen, that, amen, we're moving by faith. We're moving by faith. We're reaching to go a little bit more publicly on this type of broadcast. But, amen, but you got to start somewhere. Start somewhere, amen. Jesus said he'll never leave you. He never leave you. Hallelujah. And he never forsake you. Amen. You step one step, he'll take another one. Amen. He will not go above your talent or your skill. He will not get out and embarrass you in public. Amen. He'll guide you and assure you and comfort you. And we thank God for all of you. We pray for all our brothers and sisters and all the church members and all the people everywhere. The widows are offering. Amen. The homeless is in the storm. In the bad weathers, amen. God will replace and God will show up, amen. Even if you have to show up in some of us, amen, to go out and help, have ministries of help. Pray for our young people. The young people, we love you wherever you are, amen. All they need is love. All they want to know somebody to love them and talk to them from the bad to the worst. God bless you until next time. Amen. God bless you, Bishop Poole. Thank you. God bless you.